Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: أقيلوا ذوي المروءات عثراتهم، فما يعثر منهم عاثر إلا ويد الله بيده يرفعه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Forgive the shortcomings of considerate people, because when they fall into error, Allah raises them up."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we're talking about the universal persona of His Eminence. We find that one of the very beautiful nicknames of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is Al-Sharif, the Honorable One, the Noble One. And so we find, of course, that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the most honorable when it comes to lineage, but also when it comes to his ideals, his values, his abstinence from violating the Almighty Allah's prohibitions, his piety, his zuhud, his asceticism, his irfan, his gnosis, his inner knowledge of the realities, and of course being the perfect disciple and the most perfect miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Even the enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salam testified to this honorableness of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is related that when the army of the Abbasid Khulafa besieged Marwan, the last of the Umayyad rulers, Marwan said to one of his viziers that this army needs Ali alayhi salam. So objecting to this statement, saying that, you know, what does this have and to do with anything? The vizier asked, how come Ali alone is an army? Marwan then explained, you have not understood what I meant. I mean that they need Imam Ali's honorableness and nobility. If these Abbasid Khulafa and their army seizes us, they will annihilate our women, children, and old people. They will leave no single one of us alive. If Ali were the commander of that army, he would never do such things to us because his honor and nobility would prevent him from doing so. How incredibly beautiful this statement. You know, the Umayyads, of course, were the killers of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They were the usurpers of the position of the caliphate of the divinely appointed imams, peace and blessings upon them all. And here the enemies talk about the honorableness and the nobility and the honor and the sharaf of Imam Ali alayhi salam, even though His Eminence has passed away, you know, and he's no longer present. And it's amazing, after 1,000 years, you know, we too still speak about Imam Ali alayhi salam, his honor and his nobility on the battlefield and off the battlefield. In both aspects of his life, His Eminence was truly honorable. You know, as the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam say, honor does not merely come from an individual's ancestry and heritage. Their personality, their behaviors, their manners, their ethics, their morals, these also bring about honor for an individual. And so we, you know, of course, we too need to be searching for honor and nobility in our behaviors, in our morals, in our ethics, in our speaking, in our, you know, interactions with the people around us, with the people at home. All of these things should reflect this honorableness and this dignity that we have as human beings and as we have as Muslims and, of course, as the Shias of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so this being, having sharaf, having honor, having dignity, is something that we can never forget. Truly a beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Yeah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There are many, many narrations in the Sunni tafasir and books of hadith, including Bukhari and Muslim. And one of the famous narrations which have been repeated many times in these books is from Abdullah ibn Abbas, where he says this happened on a Friday at the time of the khutbah. وَبَقِيَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ إِسْنَ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا وَالسَّبْعَ نِسْوَةً. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas, only 12 men and 7 women remained. There must have been a big number of the Sahaba there to listen to Rasulullah. Don't tell me, you know, it was not Baitul Qaim, New Jersey, and Maulana Rizvi speaking, no. It is Masjid al-Nabi, it is Rasulullah, and it's Namaz al-Jumma, which is wajib when Rasul is there. So it must have been a big number there. But according to Abdullah ibn Abbas, only 12 men and 7 women remaining there. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَوْ خَرَجُ كُلُّهُمْ لَاضْطَرَّمَ الْمَسْجِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ نَارًا. If all of them would have left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent fire down. And so this is the severity of, you know, condemnation, I would say, or admonishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for abandoning the khutbah of Rasulullah in Namaz-e-Jumaz. Another ayat of the same kind. You know, before using these, you know, harsh khutbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen to criticize Shias, that he is condemning Shias, you know, look at the Quran. This is from Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 53, about Uhud. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, istus'iduna wa la talawna ala ahadin wal rasoolu yadu'ukum fi ukhraakum. Remember what happened in the battle of Uhud? You started running away. You didn't even look back to see anyone. While the Rasul at the back was calling you, come back, come back. This is admonition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet you are saying, because they were sahaba, even though this happened and Allah was disappointed, still they are all of them are udul and adil and just. And so for us, it doesn't make it's not a big deal. If our imam, as a sincere leader and a loving father of the community, sometimes admonishes his followers so that they can become better Shia and better Muslim.
Listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.